easy way compared to the way they had to do it in the old days.
Yeah. Nobody used axe anymore.
Well, now, do you raise any clover?
Yeah. We have red clover, the outside, and Ladana, and alfalfa.
Mm-hmm. How many cuttings do you have?
You get two on your red clovers and clovers of that type, and on your outside you usually get three. Less for these than Kobe, which I didn't put the name before. You usually get one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that you get two or three. What do you, what do you call the last one?
Just the second cutting of the clover, usually.
Did I hear it called aftermath?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether you do it this way around here or not, but when you gather wheat, first of all, you might gather it into a bit about this big round, perhaps, and tie that much.
I mean, a shock. Years ago now, they used to shock wheat around here, and it would be in small bundles, and then they would sit the bundles together and make a large, what they call shock, and then...
What would they call small bundles?
It's been years since they've harvested wheat that way around here. They use a combine now to thresher.
Sometimes they just call them bundles, in some places they call them small ones cheese.
But you just always call it bundles, right?
Mm-hmm. How much wheat do you generally get to make it?
You mean how many bushels? Well, depending on the season that you have, of course, I'd say somewhere between 20 and 50 wheat. We have quite a little bit of 50 bushels a week, but that has to be a good year.
Mm-hmm. How many of these bundles, little bundles, did a shock have when you did it that way?
Crop has been strong. I don't know. It was just it made a pretty good sized bundle. I'd say about 6 feet across. I don't know how many bundles it takes me to do that.
You don't need to say everything real carefully as you talk to me. This, the recording is simply to help my memory instead of making me write everything down as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
So just so I understand, I can understand what you're saying, it's called. Jump around from subject to subject here. while your wife's here, maybe give you a few hints if you don't know or don't remember. I'd like to ask you about a few things that belong in the kitchen. Things that are in there.
She'll probably have to give several of a hint.
What do you call your good dishes?
China.
I prefer to have you if you're, unless, are you a resident of this county, lifelong and so on, also?